Alright, can you hear me?
Loud.
Cool. Say it with your chest.
Alright, hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Cool, I'm Dermot Jones, and I'm here to present Murray State University's collaboration with Paradise Quad Heights Urban Farm designing outdoor demonstration kitchen. Our client was Farmer Chippy, and so far this is our site, as you all are familiar with it. Farmer Chippy and his organization caters to many schools within the area, like MLK, Emical, Arlington Elementary, and etc. Let's get to the design part.
Welcome to Fall Kites!
Yeah!
That was your famous!
Yeah!
Natalie!
Yeah.
Don't stand in the room.
Come on.
You're not.
Come on.
I know, but you're in the
show. Go ahead, Mom.
Okay. So our proposal, well, Farmer Chippy had a lot of ideas, I'm sure, as you all may know.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Taylor Harvey. I'm a super senior. Hello. Hi. Okay, so Farmer Chippy had a lot of ideas. He wanted a place for you to do Tai Chi, another hoop, as you see behind me, a place for you to have, like, herbs and plants and such, as you see behind you. And he also wanted you to have different access to the site for many people to be able to enjoy it, learn how to grow from themselves. As you all know, we're in a interesting time considering COVID-19. And he wanted, like, one of the main things that I've taken away from Farmer Chippy is that the man doesn't really care about us, and we need to learn how to grow and fend for ourselves. So, and the first time I came here, he was like, oh yeah, I like eat everything that's here. And I was like, really? Like, okay. And then he showed us like where he actually cooks his food, and it was like a little stove, like an outdoor stove when you like camp out. And I was like, see, you better than me. I need electricity. I couldn't do it. I need Wi-Fi. It wasn't giving. So I like took away all of that. And then he was very like, he wanted to cater to the kids, which is why that we had shown all the elementary schools, middle schools. And he said that his prime target was children from 5 to like 15. So when you're going through that age, you need to, like, you're like a sponge. So you want to soak up all the best positivity that you could. And I feel as though that what he's doing here is very, very, very positive. Good job.
Thank you. Out of the people.
So, what my team and I have came up with is a demonstration kitchen that puts, like, has another hoop such as this over there, like on the other side of the site. A demonstration kitchen, a place where you can actually prep the food, wash the food, and then another place where you can have it like packaged, since some people are so used to, like, what was the word that you used? Barcode something.
What'd you say? What's the word?
Barcode? It was like barcode something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Programmed,
so, yeah. So, like, you're used to seeing things in brochure that's packaged, such like that. So, you'll have a space for that, but you'll know that it's from here. So, you'll be able to see that it's literally coming from the earth.
Okay.
So, all that is in here. We also wanted to be able to have steps for you to access the site and a ramp for it to be wheelchair accessible.
Okay.
Oh, what else?
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. And the plaza for, what's his name again? Brother D. So a place for him to just Tai Chi on, or like whatever you all or the community would like to do.
I see the plaza is there finally.
Yes. We got it there. We got it there. It took a little minute, but we got it there.
We got everything there.
Okay, and then another thing, as you all can see here, is the solar panels. So you wanted everything to be local and it like self-sufficient. And I feel like Farmer Trippy is very self-sufficient as well. So it makes sense for his environment to be self-sufficient. So that's there. There's picnic tables for people to chill out, eat the food. There's enough tables for it to be 6 feet apart for social distancing. And this is the layout of the kitchen. German, would you like to speak on that?
Yes. Since that was our demonstration kitchen is a 20 by 30 space, 600 square feet. Right in the center, we'll have a stove kitchen and storage unit right here. As you know, the demonstration kitchen will be a... The demonstration kitchen is a kitchen of teaching and learning. So it's a very humongous. The center will have a stove and kitchen storage, while the far south side of the kitchen will have a prep station right off the alleyway. These two blue icons will indicate cold storage alongside with our dry storage. We have a lot of counter space because teaching space as well as a pandemic, post-pandemic and pre-pandemic era. That's pretty much it with the kitchen.
So each arrow is an entrance. So Park Heights Avenue, right behind you there, that's an entrance. Right here is an entrance, which would be like literally where this pickup truck is. And that's where the ramp would be as well for an ADA accessible entrance. These other two entrances are behind us, like on that alley. The other entrance is on this side of the site, so where most of you may have parked, and we have paths to make sure that you don't get your shoe, you're outside, so your shoe's gonna get messed up anyway, but it's like a clear path for you to not mess up the garden per se and disrupt anything. And yeah, that's fine.
One entrance this way, one entrance from the back.
Yeah, so it's like accessible basically
throughout
360.
Wonderful. Very well thought out. Could you tell us a little, can we ask questions, Samia?
Yes, please.
Okay, tell us about the cold storage. How is that possible?
Yes, Farmer Trippy has mentioned that he has access to a cold bot. It's a small air-conditioned little robot that'll cool down a room quickly and efficiently. So our little storage, our 10 by 40 storage containers. Yes, these things right here. We'll have two of them together. One is cold while one is for dry. It will cool down any of his produce he needs to stay for a while.
And that's also going to be operated, or it's not operated, but it'll get its electricity from the solar panel.
Yes.
Correct.
So, one quick thing. So we're 5 feet from the pool. So we're going to use electricity from BGE. We're going to conserve it.
Okay. Well, you can use
the solar panel is going to be a backup system to ensure that our aquaponics and our hydroponics doesn't go down.
Very good.
There's no way that can go down. If it goes down for an hour, our fish die.
Okay.
So what we're doing is preparing our own safety net. But we're very reliant on BGE. And they're a good partner. So we like them.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Smart, too.
Any other questions, comments? Yes.
So with it being handicapped accessible, will it also be accessible for the handicapped to actually help, like if they want to plant herbs and stuff like that?
With the layout we have now, it is nothing is permanent or frozen.
Yeah.
So moving picnic tables for people to get by easily, right there.
Okay.
The kitchen has optional space, 5 feet, which is, I believe, above ADA.
Okay.
So it is just as well.
Okay.
I would have been trained at the highest level. We can improve that.
So when the project first started, I helped out with the site plan. It's all the way
Yeah, that's why.
Thurman started with that. But when Farmer Chippy was talking to us at the start, he was talking about how he was getting young kids to help with the farm and the project, because what happens is when you get an adult, no offense to any adults here, but sometimes they don't listen and they always want to impose themselves. So he was talking to us about how he gets the kids from around the neighborhood, the community in Park Heights, and from the schools around, and gets them here to work on the farm, which I thought was brilliant. And we all thought that that was a great idea, because you would have these kids come here, and she said very well that they were just like sponges and they needed to learn. So come on site, they'd learn how to grow, how to live in a space like this. And basically this site plan here just highlights the schools nearby that are close, that Farmer Chippy is basically getting resources from these kids and helping them, and they're helping him at the same time. So it's a really good relationship, this back and forth. And I think it's great for the community, because that's where you should start with, is the kids.
And they actually end up helping their families too.
Yep.
Yes.
This lovely fresh food, yes, rather than produce, like processed food that most adults are used to keeping.
So some of the students are online streaming because they couldn't come here. And one of the things that's alerting me is that there are two containers. One container that has the solar panel. The other one can potentially have a hydroponic system on top of it.
Correct. We haven't decided what we're going to do up there, but hydroponics look like it's the most feasible thing to do. Also, note that if you guys saw this was a really great piece by the children. I have to explain this piece. We were trying to put the containers here, the solar up here with a garden up here, but walk space up here with a ladder. Also, the greenhouse edges on here, so the doors open inside of the greenhouse. That was pretty crafty.
That was pretty crafty. I have to say, Khalil's design, and Khalil is right here.
Yeah. Khalil! Yeah.
Good job,
homie! So that was a tricky part, and now we have the ability to come, walk in the greenhouse as we want to, walk to the end, walk straight into, you haven't gone outside yet.
Yeah.
You're still isolated from the weather. Mm-hmm. And Rich and I plan to seal this area off so that this could be a functional production area. One is cold storage, and the other one inside will be a processing area.
Wonderful.
So now you can pick a pepper, a bag of peppers, walk over here, use a desktop processor, and make a pepper sauce and say made in Park Heights, following USDA standards.
Good.
Because I was trained by CASA, UMD, Peter Harvest. Yeah, that's right. So we want to follow the standards, but at the same time, produce the thing local and be self-sufficient. So we, with this process we are doing here, thanks to Morgan State, we have decentralized the processing and decentralized the cold storage. We no longer have to wait for a thing to come from somewhere else. We have it here.
That's right.
Good job. Good job, guys.
So they got what you want.
Absolutely. Right on the button. We're going to level 2 now. Let's do it. The senator is here, so we're all right.
Could you say a little bit about the activities that would take place in the demonstration kitchen? So you have like students coming. What kinds of meals do you imagine being prepped?
So the objective is to create the space.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Caribbean man. This girl is from the United States. My brethren is from Jamaica. My partner here have a Cuban wife. Everybody get a chance to feature in the kitchen. We're doing a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I worked with Dent on this project. Dent is a collection of high school children who do websites for nonprofits. Beautiful concept. It's free. Children get to learn. I get to be a teacher again. And we went back and forth like we did with y'all. How you guys had to stay up late. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the end they presented and it's ready for upload. But the concentration is mostly on donations and what the children presented, what they wanted to see. You know, just like this, what they want to see. You know, 20 years from now, I'm not going to be here. But they're going to be here. Mm. You know what I mean? They don't want to see my old analog design. They're digital kids, you know? So this is just, in here, we're going to have featured people, but a lot of training around food preparation is going to go on there. So my children are going to learn how to dress, how to prepare, and how to handle food. Standard, the USDA standards. We were not even going to take it easy on them, especially in COVID, you know? We want to make sure that they learn the right thing from the beginning so that 10 years from now, they don't realize like somebody who taught them never been trained. You see what I'm saying? That's happening right now. And that's cool too, because it's a little creative. But we're at a real critical moment now, and we cannot rely on anybody to take care of us anymore. We have tried that, and we've followed the rules, and it has put us here in a pandemic. So now, we take these people right here, find out what their skills are, collect it, and put it right here in the plantation. I've got teachers, parents, engineers, doctors, they all out of work. And they want to volunteer. They don't want the money, they want to volunteer. So if we take those people and we bring them in a common space with all the ideas, we can hash out a way forward. We don't need to rely on a system that has brought us to a point where they desert us for 150 days and tell us, they're coming back to tell us what to do. Now, while they were isolating, we were taking children and growing food. So right now, they better watch what they're saying to us. Be very careful and be nice to my children. Don't yell at them. Because while you were gone, they had Farmer Chippy and I was gentle to them. So don't come back and yell at them because we're having that. I'll step up and I'll deal with you all one at a time. So the activities won't be around kids. We're going to make sure that the children learn to handle food, cook food, recognize herbs in Baltimore. That's a big thing. There's a lot of wild herbs here. And people just cut it with a lawnmower. If we collect it now in the fall, we can prepare ourselves for the second wave. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tiara, I'm going to give Tiara this chance here to explain the amount of herbs that we have here. Come up here now so you could be on the camera. Explain what they are, what they do.
Hi, I'm the plantation natural herbalist, and I'll just say today I came up here earlier just to harvest turkey tail mushrooms, which is used in Japan, for cancer treatments and is approved by their medical associations. We grow Artemis vulgaris, which is mugwort. We grow crystal Helene's lace, which is another diuretic. We have reclove, which is good for women's fibroids and fibromyalgia, their uterine line. We have so many wild herbs, creeping charlie, bird's eye speedwell, chicory, wild dandelion. I think we have six different genuses that we grow here. So we're really into wild herbs and what they can do for your body. Because if you know about inorganic and organic compounds, a lot of the medicines that we use are derived from organic compounds like plants. And they're just made inorganic into pill form. So let's get back to the earth. Let's get back to natural herbs and healing each other with love, and actually learning the plants and making connection with them. So I'm really big on, herbs and being outside and just loving the plants, giving reverence to them before you take in the fruit, before you take in the tomato. So herbs are here and we're ready. Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions before we start a video production? This project was documented by Harold Antoine and David O. And we have a video documentation. So if there are any other questions, or we can...
Questions, concern, comments, ideas, suggestions?
Ideas, further.
We're taking it all.
I'm a religious studies professor, and you said something about honoring the herbs, right, before you... I'm very interested in hearing more about the spirituality of the farm, of the area, the space, and the people that work.
So most of our behaviors and patterns is derived from Ifa. Ifa faith, So we try to connect with Orishas and try to be one with nature. That's basically what we do. We try to be one with nature so that we will know when the rain comes in before it comes. We will know in the morning when we wake up, we can connect with the birds because we know they are here at 6 in the morning. You know what I mean? So we know what to plant and when to plant it. We know if this year it's not going to be good. So we have yet to go into a problem where we have planted something and it has completely rotten. You know, it's always producing something. So we know we're getting closer. And that's where we are. We want to be one with nature. Yeah. We want to teach the children to be one with nature. Don't depend on anything but nature. And if you can be one with nature, I think the rest of it will happen on its own.
That's
right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'll say, when I first started doing this project with Chippy, he selected the Celestine Prophecy. That book to me was like very like transitional, connecting with the plants. You know, even like looking at the aura around the plants. You know, so we're really into the spirituality of plants and herbal medicine.
That's really where the strength comes from.
Yeah, that's really the healing. Yeah.
My energy and all the vibes come from is the fact that I'm able to transfer this to my children.
Yeah. So, like, I was mentioning my family's from Guatemala. And so we went from having these deep roots in agriculture. And maybe there's this history of American farms coming in from the U.S., right? The United Fruit Company. And my grandfather worked for them in different. And also, at the same time, started working with a particular Christian denomination, and that's what brought us over to me. So there's like this like trajectory for me from like working the ground, my ancestors,
right,
to the spirituality,
right,
and then my place here in the United States. But often all those things are kind of like dissected in my experience here, and take, like if they're separate.
No.
So I love hearing about people putting their like hands into the soil and saying, I'm connecting to my ancestors in this way. And that's one of the things that we've been trying to do with my kids. Thinking about, okay, so like, what was grandma doing, right? When she came over to the United States that she had learned over in Guatemala, and how did she learn from it from her grandparents, and how did they, so that there's this lineage, right? So I really appreciate what you all are doing.
So connecting that dot was a big deal for me.
Yeah.
15 years ago, I went on a mission. It was more than that, but 15 years I was conscious of the mission, right? I wanted to know more. I was searching for more. I was like, it can't be this, you know, because you're coming from a third world and you're blazing a trail to, you know, whatever they call success. And you're going here, you're going there, you're getting everything done, you're right, good career, everything, but it's not enough. Something is missing. And that connection was missing. I was good in the Babylonian world. I did everything right. I did everything proper, I got advanced, and I moved up, and I got a lot of money. I made a lot of money because I come from Trinidad. So my mother, when I send money for my mother's like, oh my God, my son's a millionaire. Or not, I'm just like, whatever. But that piece made her so happy. I wanted to know what else could make her happy like that. You know what I mean? Like, how could she be so happy for this thing that I'm not even enjoying?
Yeah.
Do you know? So I had to go back and figure out the medicine. I had to remember what my grandmother used to use, all the herbs in the garden I used to have to go pick. You know, I had to remember those things because my brothers and sisters grew.
Yeah.
So it's done, you know what I mean? So I have to take it now and give it, I give it to my children, but my children, they went to college, so they don't want that. They don't see a use for it right now, but I have to give it to somebody. So I'm going to give it to these children here, you know, give it to her, give it to all the urban farmers. And, you know, the older people who come see me, they exchange, like they say, oh yeah, remember that sore foot or whatever, that bruise you had on your foot, you use soft candle. I use Wonder the World Leaf. So you get a piece to add to it, because I can grow Wonder the World Leaf, but I can't grow soft candle. I have to buy that from somebody. I have to buy that from the Koreans, right? But Wonder the World Leaf, I remember it when I was a kid. So I go out and I get it, and now I have a big Wonder the World Leaf plant. So I don't have to worry about it anymore. Now I just put that, wrap it up, and I'm good, you know what I mean? But just to connect that, to speak to that part, like connecting it, it takes a little while now. There's so much distractions out here that we left what we knew, you know, all the medicine, all the herbs, the love, the care, we left it. And we chased money, and now we're here. So some of us have to go back and find out what it is, and let's get it out of here.
Yeah, and I agree. It's like an amnesia that happens within our communities, a forgetting.
Yeah.
And that without that memory, it's difficult to figure out what makes us whole, what makes us well. And then so like remembering is a really important part of connecting to the ancestors to help us figure out and navigate what's going on and why is it that we could be good in this one part of our lives but still not feel well in terms of the whole. Yeah, I
feel you. And one of the big questions is, how come nobody saw us before COVID-19? Mm. Only my senator was like, yo, come man, I have a bond meeting here, come and tell me something. And I went to the bond meeting and I tell him something, and next thing I'm in Annapolis telling him something, and next thing you know, he's like, all right, man, let's do this. You know? But nobody was there just to tell me, hey man, go here, or go there. And I feel if we have more of a inclusive and a supportive environment, the children will do well. Yeah. But they're not doing well because they don't know that this exists. Yeah. They just don't know. That I've come to find out that the reason they don't eat clean food is because they don't know it exists.
Right.
You know? Okay. Somebody's doing that. Somebody's intentionally doing that.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, there's a...
We need to
find another set of memories that need to be recalled and conjured up in terms of redlining, residential racial segregation. Yeah, lack of access to
food. But it's a good time.
Yeah, let's just greenline everything.
Yeah. Let's greenline it. Go, go, go. I'm greenlining it.
Wherever there was red line, there'll be a green line.
I agree. You're the planner, so I'm rolling with you.